Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You've been photographed for a magazine, Bob, but you've chosen to wear what looks like your granddad's pyjama top.
I bought it last night on my way back home, thought I'd treat myself. I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps because I got fucking walloped by the rain yesterday.
Yeah, were you outdoors, were you?
I was outdoors for 20 minutes and it was 20 minutes of the most torrential rain the UK
has ever seen.
Right. Hit me full on. So I thought
it was deliberate, an act of God, perhaps.
Well, there was only me getting wet as far as I could see.
It was just a little cloud above you, drenching you. And you went and bought that as a...
So I got off the train at my train railway station.
Yeah.
Said hello to a fat controller, you know, and thanked him for his wonderful service.
Mm.
Crossed the road to the British Heart Foundation.
I was going to say, it does reek of charity shop.
Now, on my way to the train, I'd popped in there. I'd seen this shirt and I thought to myself, I'm 50-50, but if it's still here... When I get back from London!
Yeah.
London! Yeah. I'll buy it.
Amazed that it wasn't snapped up in that time. Because you could have... What you could have done was you could have asked them to keep it back for you behind the counter, because they'll do that.
No, I was letting fate decide whether it was the shirt for me.
Right.
I mean, I feel like duty-bound to describe it now. It's... What, bro, is that brown?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a milk chocolate brown.
It's a variety of browns.
It's milk chocolate when it's got that whiteness on it.
When it's been left out in the sun.
With a white stripe, a yellow stripe, a gold stripe.
It's got all the browns together.
Triple X, 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 X large.
Fastened up as well there.
Do you like it? Yeah, you do. Do you want a name, Andrew?
Oh, we started.
Yeah, do you want a name?
What's going on already? Yeah, go on then.
What about Ken Barrier?
Oh, that's interesting.
You are.
I've got a similar name.
Really?
Yeah.
Ken Barrier, logistics manager for Ross's Frozen Foods, who've been serving battered cod and the like for a good while now, serving the community.
That's reassuring, a good while.
He once set fire to a haystack that belonged to Brad Pitt, so that's a bit of backstory for you.
Yeah.
Fancy it?
It's all right, is that the only one?
No, you can have Yasmin Urquhart Hogg.
Ooh.
Posh lass with a Hitler moustache, yeah? And she gets her kicks throwing mice at bells. What do you think of that?
No.
No?
Nah, wrong for so many reasons.
Okay, Ronnie Hot Dogs then.
Ronnie Hot Dogs. Well, you can be Ken Kicky Doors, if you like.
Yes, please.
Already?
Yeah.
Do you want to know why? What he's about?
Well, he kicks doors, I hope.
He goes around the estate and he kicks in one front door each night, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Says he's got a letter from the SES that allows him to do it, but no one's ever asked to see it.
Okay.
Well, so he just carries on. Mate, would you? No. Not when he's kicked your door in. There's the invisible toddler.
Yeah.
He's actually an invisible man, but he crouches down.
Yeah.
And then there's press twice for spice, press thrice for shite.
Yeah.
That could be a name you could have, or it could also be a mission statement.
Yeah, it could be a mission statement. At a later date. Or it could be, didn't you give me something like that as a prescription from a doctor? Or a
doctor, you need some seeds.
So what would he be called if you put doctor in front of him?
Doctor, press twice for spice, press thrice for shite. And I've got
you
is...
You know I've got anal problems.
I'm going to get to your anus later on. I've got a list of things to talk about. All I know about him is he's part man, part machine. That's all you need to know.
I'm eating again, I hope this is...
Yeah, please don't.
I've got one bit of fish left.
Well, let's just stop while you eat it, shall we? Because the feedback...
Was bad.
And I'm being polite when I say that, was horrific last time.
Mm.
So we're here in Soho in brand new studios. We've never been here before and it's very swanky, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope their sound quality's good.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
So
I came down Carnaby Street again.
Did you?
When we were here.
Did you whistle?
I did a little tune, yeah. When you walk down Carnaby Street, you never know what you might see. An ice cream van selling tractor parts being driven by a chimpanzee. Oh!
There we are. Mm. That's what I
that
saw
really did evoke, take me back to the mid-60s.
Yeah.
Heady day.
Well, you're wearing a shirt today, which looks like it come from the 1960s.
You're going to want the shirt
psychedelic.
Off me,
it's like psychedelia mixed with shit.
My wife wanted me to ask you, have you got tit tats?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
I've got blank tits.
Do you fancy a tit tat?
Nah, never thought about it.
Mild and bitter or something?
I'm trying to reduce them. I'm trying to lose a bit of weight.
I bet yours are full of the most delicious, deep bronze cream.
I've been doing the chest press at the gym, which squeezes them together.
Yeah.
And they squeak as they push against each other.
Nice.
It's nice.
It's a bit
nice
like,
rhythm.
Being one of the older railway carriages.
A little bit, yeah. Rhythmic squeaking, yeah.
That would be an amusing scenario because, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I like unusual incidents.
You do.
And this hasn't happened, but it would be an unusual incident if you were on a carriage of a train.
Yeah.
And there was a really annoying squeak.
Yeah.
And you didn't know that you were sat right at the back of the carriage.
Yeah.
So you search high and low only to find out it's Andy's tits are squeaking.
Yeah.
And it's not British Rail's fault.
No.
Or lack of maintenance on the carriage.
You can't get a compensation claim to put in.
I would like to, if I may. I taped the latest episode of Celebrity Footballer's House with Martin.
Oh, good.
Homes Under the Habit. So, can I play that?
Press play, yeah.
Okay. Martin. Do-do-do. Martin. You can join in, Andy. Martin. Do-do-do. Martin. Martin.
Martin.
Tin, tin, tin. Well, hello, boys and girls. Today I'm at the home of Mr. Phil Jones, who plays for the United Footballers of Manchester Club. As you can see, it's a detached house, mainly constructed from brick, but with a roof made out of what would appear to be pie crust. Most unusual, a little bit different, but I like it, yeah! Martin? Hello, I'm Martin from Homes Under the Hammer. You must be Phil. It's Phil Jones's house. Did I say that?
You mentioned that, yeah?
Yeah. Right, Phil Jones, you've got to help me with this one.
Phil Jones is a little bit like...
It's Charlie. Right. Hello, Marty, from Homes Under the Hammer. It's really great to meet you. Come on in, you know.
Well, this is a lovely open hallway with a feature staircase to the first floor. What's this flooring? It seems very different.
Thank you! It's cold poured pancake batter, buffed to a sheen that with egg white. It's really hard wearing, and it smelt reminds me of my mum's wardrobe, you know, where I used to hide when I were a kid.
That's an unusual hidey hole, almost terrifyingly sad and disturbing, but I do like it. And I assume this is the lounge. Can you describe it to the listeners?
Thank you! Right, Gradley, it's based around me bedroom and I were a nipper. The sofa folds up into a cot. The paintings on the wall are scenes from Teletubby. Grooves in flora for playing with me Thomas Tank Engine trains. That big mushroom thingy ate my nightlight.
That's unusual. And if you don't mind me saying, it's a little bit different, but I like it.
Thank you!
Shall we go upstairs?
Can't go upstairs. Never go upstairs.
That's very unusual. Why not?
Because a monster.
You've got a monster upstairs. I don't believe you.
Well, I've got a monster. Some more fool you.
What? You've actually seen it?
No, but I heard it make gurgling, clanking sound.
Might be just your radiators need bleeding.
I haven't got any radiators. The monster ripped them out.
Fair enough. Very unusual sight these days. Your actual house monster. But I've always liked them.
Thank you.
Right, this must be the kitchen. I see you've got a child's plastic oven and kitchen set. How cute is that? Is it your daughter's?
No, that's what I cook on, you silly half-apers.
No, come on, Phil, that's ridiculous. They're just toys.
not toys. My mum said so. She said, I'm very grown up and I can cook on them as good as a proper grown-up chef.
Most unusual.
Thank you.
But I like it. Well, thank you for showing me your house. Before I go, could I just ask, is your roof actually made of pie crust?
You have to eat pork pie crust, lard, water, flour.
I thought so. A little bit different. I like it a lot. Are you not worried that the monster will eat through it, though?
No, Mum said monster only eats kids.
Oh, standard monster then. Thanks for having me and good luck. Thank you.
So I press stop, yeah?
Stop now, yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, stop.
So did you think that was a good episode or...?
It was up there with the others.
Yeah?
Yeah, high standard, high quality, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were being a little bit sarky then.
No, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed the monster and the reference to pie. Two of my keen interests there.
You're very keen on monster-sized pies, aren't you?
Would you... Oh, before I go any further, it was your birthday recently, wasn't it, Bob?
Was it?
Wasn't it?
23rd of May. Oh, yeah, not so long ago.
I saw some people celebrating and wishing you happy birthday and that. I got you a little present, and it's a couple of sachets of sweetener that I got from the Travel Lodge last night.
Oh, right, thank you
but
very much.
But I forgot to bring them.
You forgot. Oh, well, never mind. They'll probably be still there next week.
Next time, whenever I go to another one, I'll get them and bring them in next time. So something to look forward to for you there.
Oh, well, it's a thought that counts. Hey, I like unusual incidents and that, I've already mentioned. Someone tweeted me to say that they bought a copy of Me Gone Fishing book, yeah?
Right.
And then the rain started walloping, yeah?
Yeah.
And they protected it with a packet of ham slices.
All right.
Over it, like as a hambrella, you know what I mean?
That must have been a big packet of ham slices.
I agree, but you still get big packs, don't you?
You do, yeah.
So I thought that, if I'd seen that, I could have said it was an unusual incident.
Yeah, but you're relaying it via Twitter. That's nice.
Thank you very much.
And a nice little plug for your book there as well. Well done.
I went to Stockholm. I did tell you, didn't I?
I saw you on the telly.
In Stockholm?
No, that wasn't Stockholm. Where were you? Somewhere else?
Hamburg.
Hamburg, yeah.
It's more or less identical to Stockholm,
like
to be honest. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Port town, you know. It's got like shopping area, old area, hipster area, efficient transport system.
Yeah.
And that is every European
city. I know
city,
where this is going already.
What? Why do you think
doesn't
it's
matter,
going?
Doesn't matter, carry on.
Write down where you think this is going.
I haven't got a pen. Go on, get on with it.
Right. Anyway, when I was in the old area of Stockholm, I found this amazing bar.
Right.
And me and the wife went there 3 nights running. 30 craft ales on tap.
Right.
300 different craft ales in bottles.
Yeah.
And 300, the same number, whiskies available.
Did they all taste like juicy fruit chewing gum mixed with washing up liquid?
No, I don't have those ones. I mean, I did, with the wife, I had a raspberry one and it was delicious.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's all like local food. Well, you know, like moose, reindeer.
Yeah.
Elk.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Oldie worldy place, you know. Front, bar at the front, restaurant at the back. And I was there all 3 nights. Well, on the third night, I'm sat eating at the bar with the wife. I'm having a beef burger.
Of course.
Yeah. She's having some deep fried veggie balls, that kind of area.
Yeah.
You know, that. And
possibly symbolic, possibly not.
No, Tony Fernandez. Do you believe this? The QPR chairman is on the table just behind...
I do believe it, yes.
Just behind the wife. He says, hey, Bob, have you tried the Kapulshi berry soup? It's straight up wonderful. 15th item on the menu, the golden listing. I said, oh, no, Tony, I'm just having a burger. Do you fancy one a couple of me chips? He says, no, it's OK. I've had some cherry tomatoes already. Enjoy yourself. And I swear on my fat neck, life's too short to be a dope. So I thank Tony for his incredible advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm enjoying my burger when I hear a voice behind me. Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you think you know where this is going, tell me about this
voice.
I'm
not sure I do.
You're doubting yourself now, aren't you? I hear a voice, a familiar voice behind me. Robert? Oh, you see?
Oh.
Robert, is that you? It's the alderman.
The alderman.
Yeah, and it turns
dirty
out...
the alderman.
He's on a business partnership, like Beanie, you know, with the Stockholm jet set councillors and all that. I said, oh, hello, alderman. What are you doing in Stockholm? I'm on a business partnership visit, Robert, with the Stockholm jet set, Robert.
I said, well, may I introduce you to my wife, Lisa? No, that's all right, Robert. May I borrow you for a moment, Robert? There's something I would like, someone I would like you to meet, Robert. So the wife says, that's okay. Takes me through to her private dining room, Andrew.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's evocative. I bet you've never eaten in a private.
I've never eaten in a private dining room, no. Oh, just my own.
One big table.
That's quite private.
No, but a public but private.
Don't know what that means.
I've had one. There's a nice one at the Tontine near Middlesbrough.
Oh, aye. Is that still open?
So he takes me through. Just one bloke sat on his own, right, eating raw herring, sweet corn. He's plump, very red in the face, and he's wearing a tight yellow long-sleeved shirt. Sounds nice, doesn't he, Andy?
Mm.
Alderman says, Robert, this is Alderman Sven Bergström, my counterpart over here in Stockholm, Robert. I said, oh, hello, Sven. Well, at this point, Sven gets up and I can see that he isn't wearing any trousers anything. And his legs are covered in some sort of, like, render or fat.
Right, yeah.
No, it's hard to tell from the distance I am. He says, hello, Bob. What sexy guy. You want make out? I says, oh, no, that's OK. I'm absolutely fine. Robert, how dare you, Robert? How rude of you, Robert? This is Sven Bergström, Robert. And I promised you would have a go on him, Robert. Well, at this point, Sven stands on the table, so his massive pink thighs are right next to my face, God. Yeah? I can smell the fat on his thighs, you know, and it's like quite sweet smelling, you know, like quality dripping.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of sweetness
good
to
stuff,
it.
Good stuff, yeah.
I'm tempted.
You would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but my wife's just next door, you know what I mean? Then the doorway.
What happens in Sweden stays in Sweden,
well,
though, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, but it does what happens in the private dining room stay in the, you know what, anyway. Suddenly the doorway fills up with some familiar faces. It's all the Alderman's cronies. Yeah. Town clerk, vicar who stinks of bleach, Susan Cooper, head of HR.
Don't remember her, but yeah.
They're all there and they start chanting.
Vicar with a twitch?
He's there with his stinks of bleach, yeah. Lick the alderman, lick the alderman, lick the alderman, lick the alderman, lick the alderman. So that just gets me like in a trance. And so I take a little lick just above his knee, just gently, quite cautious at first. But, you know, soon enough I get stuck right in and I've cleaned off both his thighs. It's really, really Moorish.
Must have been.
Yeah? Sven says, talk on tap, Bob. Use one sexy unit on Joy Stockholm. It's groovy as hell. All right, Robert, off you go. That's all we're required, Robert. He gives me a little peck on the cheek as I pass, and I go back to the wife.
Right.
Wife immediately says to me, what are all those little blonde hairs around your mouth?
Oh.
Well, of course, Andy, it's like thigh hairs and that. Yeah, come
loose.
Sven, you know, being a bit too vigorous and that.
Yeah.
But I tell her the alderman made me try this pig snout dish or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And she seems to accept it.
You get away with it.
Yeah. I couldn't finish my burger. I was too full.
You would be, wouldn't you? It was interesting that the alderman was quite happy for you to enjoy the Swede.
Yeah.
And just get a little peck at the end himself.
Using me, Andrew.
Yeah. Pimping you out.
Using sex to get deals done, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel used?
Not really.
No.
Not really. We go back a long way. Have you seen Godzilla?
What, recently, no.
The movie.
Oh, right. No.
Terrible. I think it's like a public duty to however few people it is listening.
Just don't do it.
Don't go anywhere
I'll never
near
be in a position where I'll watch Godzilla. Going back to that Tony Fernandez, what was that bit of life advice he gave you? Life's too short.
Life's too short to be a dope or something?
Yeah. I'm going to get that tattooed on my tits.
Life's too short to be a dope.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Adrian Childs is Adrian Childs is Adrian Childs' homebrew kits. P is Morgan's, P is Morgan's, P is Morgan's septic tits.
Nice.
Do you want to do a quiz?
Yeah, of course I do.
It is called...
Andy, do you promise me you've been fair here? You're not.
I'm being completely fair. I'm being as fair as you're being when you do them.
I do them fair. I just go,
yeah.
Being cute, cheaper sladder. Yeah. Go on then.
All right, it's called Lead, Boing, Quack, Quack, Bleh, Scratch, Peanuts, Ledge, Mune, Mune, Give me just a little more time. Thwack, Ping, Dish, Oh yeah, cha-cha-cha. This week we go to a chain of reputable pet stores.
Pets at Home?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Pets at Home, yeah. Well, right, four items. These are the cheapest of each particular item.
Yeah.
And I want you to put them in order. High to low or low to high. Okay. It's up to you. First one. Oh, you're getting a pen and paper, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Taking it seriously, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to nail it.
Shit just got real, yeah. As they say.
Yeah.
Right. Retractable dog lead.
Retractable dog lead. Yeah.
Reptile feeding dish.
Like, you, what, you expect me to know the price of reptile feeding dishes?
Tables are turned, haven't they?
Yeah.
Don't like it, do you? Scratch post for a cat. I put that in because I know you have a cat.
I've got two cats.
Fair enough. And finally, a lookout ledge for a rat.
A lookout ledge?
A lookout ledge.
Yeah, but you've included that because you thought it were quirky, not because it's something...
It's just an item that they sell.
A rat
question my
ledge.
Motivations. A lookout ledge.
So you look at the rat or the rat...
No,
looks...
the rat sits on it and looks out. It's like to go high up in the cage.
Retractable dog lead.
Retractable dog lead. Reptile feeding dish. Scratch post. Brackets cat. Lookout ledge. Brackets rat. Or actually any rodent. Doesn't have to be a rat. Chinchilla. Hamster. Can you pig?
I have no idea what a rat ledge is. I mean,
it's just a little bit of wood. It's just a little bit of wood. Like
you're encouraging me to think it's shit. It's a fortune, isn't it? It's like a 40 quid.
Depends how much you value your rat, doesn't it?
Well,
it's happiness.
Specialist area rat products.
See, you've given me so much shit over the weeks because I didn't get these right.
Okay.
Now the tables are turned. You don't like it.
Most expensive dog lead. Second, I put dog lead $9.99, scratch post $7.99, rat ledge $4.99, reptile feeder 99p.
Oh, so close.
Fuck.
Well, close isn't good enough.
It isn't. I'm not happy.
Retractable dog lead, you were a penny out, 10 quid.
Right.
Scratch post cat, 8 quid.
A penny out again.
Yeah, lookout ledge rat, 4 quid.
99p out.
And the reptile feeding dish was the one you got wrong. That's third, £6.50 for a reptile feeding
dish. I did okay there.
You didn't. You got them wrong. This is what I've done before. I've got one out of place and you go, nope, not good enough.
No, so you've never got one out of place.
So there you are. You've played and failed at lead, boing, quack, quack, bleh, scratch, peanuts, ledge, mune, mune, give me just a little more time. Thwack, ping, dish, oh,
yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
Right, well, Barry...
Speaking of pet shops,
while
we're talking about that, you know the Pet Shop Boys?
Yep.
Do you reckon I'm still always on their mind?
Well,
because I mean, it was
wasn't that a cover song?
It was 1987. They've probably forgot about me now. That's a good point, because it was Elvis Presley's song originally, wasn't it?
I thought it was Dusty Springfield.
Well, Elvis did it in March 1972. That was 3.5 months before I was born.
Right.
Was he thinking about me before I was born?
Maybe.
He was singing it.
Maybe.
Might have been, don't know. Nice to know, though, isn't it?
Do you think all the faces that you see in dreams are faces that you have previously seen, even if it's just you've never noticed them? But
No, it's called an imagination.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you absolutely sure about that?
Certain of it.
I'll fucking Google it.
Certain of it. You can't prove it.
So, Andy, I was up in North London again.
Oh, aye.
Last week.
Yeah.
At the police training college in Hendon.
Right, yeah.
I was giving a talk about the use of drones.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And crowd control.
You're an expert on that, aren't you?
Hostage situations.
Yes, very much so, yes.
It went down very well.
Is that a crime club spin-off thing you're doing?
No, it's something I don't talk about it a lot.
Right, well, don't, Andrew, then.
But military technology and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of the go-to fella.
Yeah.
So I went down well. I was feeling cock-hoop, so I thought I'd pop into Slaughter's. It's just around the corner, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As I sit down, the waiter is at Adrian Lewis's table, mm-hmm, taking his order.
Oh.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Can I start by wishing you a very warm welcome aboard the HMS Fuck? Strap yourself in nice and tight for your ordeal and fuck off while you're about it.
Oh, your tender words make my grizzled heart leap with joy. Let's hope your hot offerings are just as tender. What's going on today? What's going on today, you meaty geek gatekeeper?
I'm happy to announce that Ron Craggs has once again hauled his rancid arse into our kitchen, and that three ambulances have already attended the scene as a result of his methods.
Oh, my testy's just switched over positions at the thought of his meaty artistry. Fog, fog, fog. What do you recommend for a starter, you mighty grizzle king?
To give you, Will, a picture of pan-ruined, yak-chewed, drenched in bin juice that's curdled slightly while on a ship over from New Zealand.
Oh, God, fuck, fuck, fuck. Just how curdled is it?
6% curdled, sir.
Oh, that's some prime fucking curdling.
Oh, yeah, and it's accompanied by a side dish of lightly infected puffin lips served cheekily on one of Ron's used bandages.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
Fuck, bang, fuck, clang, clang. My guts are roaring in anticipation of this fleshy bounty. Right, tell me options for mains, you depraved grease enabler.
Well, option one will send you all the way to shit town and back again in the outside lane of the M-fuck. It's volcano-roasted lumps of army wolf in an anonymous sauce dumped on a bed of spaghetti made from zebra arteries.
Oh, holy fucker moly. Plate it up now, you manky little titan. I only want to hear the second option out of politeness.
Shut your fucking face, right? Because option two is a blanket of brisket that's been fried on an electricity pylon next door to a nuclear power station.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Pile on fried cow blanket. I'll have a king-size fuck. I think I've just spilled myself all over myself.
So fucking sorry about that.
Well, just then Ron Craggs appears out of the kitchen, uh-huh, furious, yeah, as always. Yeah.
What the fucking going on here? Are you two planning a weekend away in fucking Friday? Get his fucking heart attack so I can crack on with tools and your kitchens.
I was just allowing the customer to explore the full gamut of our specials menu, Ron.
Gamut? What you fucking... What do you fucking think this is? Fucking countdown?
Sorry, Ron.
Anyway, fat boy, while I'm here, get a load of my new idea. Smoothie Tuesday.
What the fuck's that when it's, you know, when it's on the pot, like...
Same as usual Tuesday, but your meat is all liquidised. You put a face mask on and it's pumped straight down your fucking neck hole with extreme prejudice.
I'm not sure, like, you know.
Don't fucking mimic my voice, Mr. fucking Lewis. I've got a grant for it and it's in a roped-off area.
Oh, fuck, 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 yes, count me in then.
Good lad, I'll go and get a length of horse calling for your St. Bernard to rag about in the car park.
So that's what went down, really. I left without ordering because, to be honest with you, I don't agree with Ron Craggs' method.
Understandable. Private dining there, though, as well. Roped off area.
Yeah, roped off.
Nice.
So that's like a theme, isn't it?
Kinda, yeah.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, God.
Hey! No, hang on, though. Get a load of this. Listen. Listen up. No, you listen. Hey, you'll not believe this. Do you remember that advert? Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It is Maybelline. My brother-in-law used to work in the factory. Do you remember that advert, right? Go to work on an egg.
Yeah.
I tried it and it broke. So now I go on a moped instead.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember episode 15 of Athletic Old Mids?
No.
When they started doing observational comedy?
Oh, yeah.
They're on episode 84 now. What's that about?
Oh, Vince Parsnip's there.
Bit of Vince Pastis, but there have been Pastis. A few. You didn't know that was the Alderman. Absolutely no chance.
No, I just thought it was South Africa.
Welcome to Crime Files. Jeff Pearson was an ordinary, hard-working guy living the good life in the Leicestershire village of Polesden. He'd recently take over ownership of the nonsense pottery shop on the high street, and business was solid. He was married to his childhood sweetheart, Christine, and they had two beautiful children, Ross and Rebecca. Life couldn't have been better. Then one day, in September 2018, a phone call from Ross's school set into motion a chain of events that would end in tragedy. Later that day, Jeff was seated opposite the headmaster of Ross's school, Mr. Hunt.
Sorry to have to call you in, Mr. Pearson, but I'm afraid to say an accusation of bullying has been made against your son. Apparently he's been intimidating a lad from the year below, Neil Gray, son of the footballer Damari Gray.
I don't believe it. Ross is such a gentle boy. He wouldn't hurt a fly. This can't be right. Do you have any proof, or is it just his word against my son's?
I'm afraid there are several witnesses, Mr. Pearson, including two members of staff.
Get out.
Oh, my God! My God, no! How could this be? Why? I've read him stories about bullying, and we go to church, for Christ's sake! This can't be happening to lovely us!
Look, Mr. Pearson, I'm willing to keep this between ourselves so long as you agree to discipline your son and meet up with the father and work it out between you. Now, I would suggest a neutral venue. Do you have a sound effect for a garden centre or a cafe?
Yes, a cafe! I'll meet him at the Blue Teapot on the High Street.
That's cafe.
No, that was a moment, wasn't it?
Right.
The blue parrot or whatever on the High Street.
Right, sorry.
The following day, around mid-morning, Jeff Pearson was seated alone in the quiet back room of the Blue Teapot, another private dining area.
Wow.
Isn't that extraordinary?
That's our episode title.
His mind was running in overdriven as he searched for the right words to say. He knew he must be careful not to blame Damari's son, but at the same time was reluctant to fully admit his son's role in the bullying. If he was lucky, Damari would speak first and he could just play it by ear. Then he felt a shadow on the doorway, and two men stood ominously over him, Damari Gray and Jamie the Chin Vardy. Vardy spoke first.
So you must be the father of that little wanker Ross. You do realise that the boy he's been bullying is not just an ordinary. He's the son of a Premiership footballer. Your penance will need to be appropriate and visceral.
Is that a threat? I suppose you're going to thrash me with that massive chin, are you?
You calm down, both of you. Hello there, I'm Demoria Neilstead. Pleased to meet you. Can I get you another coffee or an ice pop? Or what about a toffee yum-yum with hundreds and thousands on top?
No, that's okay. What's he doing here? I thought this was just between the two of us.
Jamie insisted, and, you know, he's a really cool guy. I'm not great at this sort of thing, but he's busting at it. Busting at it? That's how he said it. He went scouse.
All right.
Well, I'm not exactly happy about him being here. Surely this is a confidential meeting, and only the parents affected should be involved.
Fucking hell.
Put your hands on the table, bro. Let's just get this resolved so we can move on and drink from life's beautiful and bountiful syrups.
Well, Pearson puts his hand on the table, not sure of what is expected or what might happen next. Well, oh, what's that? Well, what? Oh, God, that's not right. So let's see if it's that one. No, that's a countryside. Well, but never mind. It was a bone crunching sound.
Oh.
Right. Well, what happened next would sicken even the most hydrated fan of crime fiction.
Yeah.
With one kestrel-like swoop, Vardy rammed his chin hard down onto Pearson's hand and pressed it down hard so that you could hear the bones in his hand crunching and a creaking.
Ooh.
Oh, my fucking Lord! What are you doing, man? In the name of every shit in the sewers, release me! That's the fucking hand I used to fashion my nonsense fucking pottery, you fucking ape!
Careful, Jamie. Every community relies heavily on its nonsense pottery for gifts and whimsy, you know, bits and pieces. Shush, bro. I'm just letting the bullies, Peter, have a sniff of what your child has been suffering. How do you like it, nonsense potter?
It hurts like fucking hell. Your chin is as heavy as a blacksmith's fucking anvil. And the point on the end is as sharp as a diamond-ended fucking javelin. Release me, you fucking man of Todd!
Look, just live in the moment, bro. Savour the pain and be reassured that if your son so much as even breathes near my mate's son again, the pain will be threefold and ten. Do you feel me?
Yes!
I said, do you feel me?
Yes, I fucking feel you!
Now, the moment I release the chin, I want you to run out of the bistro, across the street to your nonsense pottery, and bring to Mario a beautiful nonsense vase for his wife by way of reparation.
Okay, you'll fucking go, okay, yes!
Well, Jamie releases his chin, and Pearson sprints out of the bistro and straight across the high street, straight into the path of an oncoming tractor. Shall see if I've got that sound effect.
I hope so.
Yes, I had it.
That's good.
The tractor was being driven by Harry Maguire.
Oh.
He just got run out in front of me. I was just thinking about my early crop spuds. I didn't even have time to break. No charges were brought against Maguire, but one onlooker swore that he heard him whisper to Jamie Vardy, "Did I do good, boss? Did it go like you said?" You know what's coming next.
Crime Files.
Wow.
Brought to you by Atletico Mints.
Wow.
Well,
that was something else.
I mean, I'm going to get on top of this, Andy. In about 20 episodes' time, it will be the nation's number one crime outlet.
I think it's top three already.
Oh, no.
I reckon.
It's really, really weak.
I think if everything else that you do goes tits up, there's always going to be room for you in for Radio 4 afternoon player.
I was so... That voice...
Fuck off!
Him.
Yeah.
I killed him off in the first week, so...
Yeah.
I've just... I hope don't people care. Don't realise.
Bring him back each week, please. He's the best thing in it.
TV wise, Andrew.
TV wise, what have you been watching?
Well,
anything
good? I watched an Icelandic film on, I'm not finished it yet actually, on Netflix called I Remember You.
Yeah.
And in the first, say, about 35 minutes in, I have shit myself twice.
Really?
Really?
Literally.
Have you listened? I'm going to do a couple of podcasts, mister.
Right.
The Shrink Next Door. And Sword and Scale.
Yeah.
Sword and
Never
Scale.
Heard of them.
Sword and Scale's been around a bit, but it's the best introduction to hour-long slabs of true crime.
Right.
And The Shrink Next Door is a fascinating six-part story of a strange psychiatrist.
Right.
And over the Father's Day weekend, I have a suggestion, which is you sit down with your father and watch King Kong Skull Island.
Is it good?
Fabulous.
Better than Godzilla.
Oh, and the rest.
Okay.
As always, it's been a pleasure, Andy.
Yeah, ta-ra.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.